Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, it is Mother's Day, and I hope that all of you, even you guys, can take something from this message today. Normally, I have quite a bit of time to prepare, and I just had a week, which maybe is a good thing. I think sometimes I get myself too worked up, but I, So I just thank you for that. I was thinking maybe I should just take the morning and tell all the funny stories I have about my husband, seeing as he takes. Seeing as he takes so much delight in doing that to us, when he's up here, there's been some funny things in the last week. I'll tell you, when I'm sick or, you know, just different things I've gone through, he's always cracking jokes, and I'm just like, this is not funny. I'm laying in a hospital bed, maybe giving birth or something, and he's, you know. But I'll tell you, I realized that he has that same sense of humor with himself. Like, he was, like, just being really funny this week. I think part of it was the Vicodin, but part of it is truly that he's just hilarious, and God knew that I needed someone to keep me laughing, that's for sure, so I'm thankful for that. I just want to start this message in way of introduction. You can just put that, like, initial title page slide up there, Mary, for me, and I'll let you know when to go to the next slide so you're not guessing, okay? You know, I picked up this book. It's called Crash the Chatterbox. Has anybody heard of it? By Steve Furtick. I always say Furtick. It's just been a great book for me. I'm still taking it in, but lately it's just been on my heart so much about how we, and I think especially us women, how we compare ourselves to each other. And how we have this striving for perfection. And I think especially as moms, you know, we get the books, and I know the first time, you know, I was going to be a mom, I got that Dr. Spock book, that not like from Star Trek, but Dr. Spock, that's like this thick, and it was paperback, and the print's like this big, and, you know, what to do the first year of your baby's life, and any of you who have been mothers for more than a year know that books really don't have the answers, because I don't think there's cookie cutter ways of parenting. And but I just think one thing that in that book, this quote that Pastor Furtick says is that in this age of social media, we are comparing our everyday life with everybody else's highlight reel. And that really struck me. I don't know how many of you have Instagram. If you know me, I love taking pictures. I have way too many pictures on there, but it's just my thing. It's a passion that God has rekindled in me since my kids have kind of left the nest. I can't really say that, but technically left the nest because I poured my life into being a mom. It was kind of like, who am I now? And then I just, like, love taking pictures. It's therapeutic for me. Like, some days I just want to go for a drive and take pictures, and it just brings peace. And I just, it's just, for me, it's something that, so I guess what I'm trying to do is excuse why I have Instagram and why I have over 1,000 pictures on there. That's what I'm trying to do right now. It's not working, is it? But anyway, if you have Instagram or Facebook, you know, everybody puts up the good pictures, the awesome stuff, right? I thought about starting some kind of hashtag about my imperfect life and, like, take the picture of the dish smashed on the floor and the, you know, the cheesecake that actually didn't turn out, because sometimes that happens. Not all the beautiful, you know, cookies at Christmas that did turn out, you know? the kids all dressed up for church in a row with smiles on their face. You know, before we just used to walk in the door that way. Now we can see everybody's life on display before us. And I think especially as women, and if I can speak a little bit more to women and moms today, just kind of comparing. Like, wow, their kid won that award. Wow, their kid scored that many baskets in the game. My kid's sitting on a bench. Or, you know, just the way that we compare, and just striving for this, like, I want to be a perfect mom. I want to give my kids the best. And, of course, we all do. But, you know, there's poop in the pants days. I'm sorry. But, you know, like, we didn't get to the toilet in time. And there's vomit in the back seat of the car days, and, you know, there are, and it's okay. Life is the messy bits. I love that quote. It's from a movie I really like. Life is the messy bits. Don't skip them, and don't spend your life trying to strive for perfection. So as I was thinking about this and praying on this, the Lord just, I believe it was the Lord, because I just can't come up with this stuff. You can put the next slide up. That is the title of my message, so you probably know where we're going. Our home was a little bit saturated with this movie when my kids were little, because I had a child that was obsessed with this movie. She dressed like Dorothy. Let's clarify. This would be a whole different message if this was about my son. I'm not sure I could stand here and speak to you right now if this was about my son. But I remember we lived in Detroit, and the traveling, like, play of The Wizard of Oz came to Detroit, and a good friend of mine took my daughter, and she dressed up like Dorothy. She had her little Toto and everything, sat on the front row. And I mean, and I'm sorry if this offends anybody, because I realize this is not the most spiritual movie ever. You know, unlike my husband, who always talks about the Ten Commandments, here you have my life. But there's a closet full of Wizard of Oz stuff in our home that one day will be packed up and sent with her up to Minneapolis. Because, you know, the scarecrow keeps falling on me every time I open the closet. Anyway, so, you know, I was thinking about how we're all kind of on this search as moms. We're on this search for, like, this perfect, like, I want to be the perfect mom. Like, I'm on this journey to find perfection. Now, I'm going to say mom, but you plug in whoever you are, because if you're not a mom yet, if you're a young person, you are on a journey trying to reach whatever it is that you think is that perfect destination for your life. You want to find the perfect guy. Maybe that should be Sherlock. I can't say his name. Maybe that should be whoever it is, you know. Or, you know, if you're a young guy, maybe it's the perfect job. So you get what I'm saying. But as moms, I think I know how I was as a young mom. It's just I want to do everything right, and I want to do the right things, and I want to find what it is to be this perfect mom. We're in search of this perfect life. And so go with me a little bit on this journey of The Wizard of Oz. I understand it's not spiritual or scriptural, but I think there is a parallel with our lives. So the search. It's the journey to whatever it is you think is going to be the answer for your life. I think of the beginning parts of this movie, and Dorothy's just kind of living in her doldrum life. You know, it's black and white, and she's doing the chores, and she's just like, this isn't cutting it. And I know as moms, you know, that laundry is never ending, and the dust will always be there. The dirt will always be there. the jam hands will always be there. You know, there's just parts of our life that we have to just accept. And I think there's really good things in it, and we're going to get to that. But so Dorothy, on her way, finds, you know, her journey companion. So the first one is the Scarecrow. So you can go to the next. I think he's my favorite. And these are things that I think that we need on the journey as parents. And the first one is wisdom. If you want to turn to Proverbs 3. We're going to go to verse 13. So we know that the Scarecrow is the one that didn't have the brain, right? Well, he thought he didn't have the brain. And to me, he represents wisdom, which I think is huge in your journey. Whether you're here on the front row or you're a mom, we all know that moms need wisdom. I just believe that parenting isn't about intelligence or the right books or following Dr. Dobson's rules of how to raise a strong-willed child. I believe that God imparts wisdom to you as an individual. He gives you an intuition for your individual child that can't be written in a book by someone that doesn't even know you, that doesn't know your child. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than from silver, and her profit better than gold. She, being wisdom, is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. All her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. I think sometimes in this world we put a higher value on intelligence, on education, on degrees. I'd rather be collecting garbage house to house and have wisdom. I love this scripture. And I encourage you, if you are so inclined, to write it out and put it somewhere so it's a reminder to you. Women, when you are challenged at looking at other women that maybe you think are prettier than you or thinner than you or have a better life than you, read this scripture. For this is where value lies. I think of the young women getting engaged. My daughter's in Bible college. I mean, my gosh, it's just like, it's almost like a joke, but seriously. It's just like so many people getting engaged, and it's just that stage of life. I understand, but you put a bunch of single Christian adults, you know, you're bound to toss it up and have a few come out as couples. That's just what's happening. And I just think of, you know, the pictures of their rings, and as a young woman who's maybe still single and wanting that in your life, how hard that can be. Wondering if that day is ever going to come for you. But my God says that wisdom is more precious than jewels. And so this is what we seek. This is what I encourage you to seek. Maybe you're a woman in this place who has never had children. Wisdom is what we seek. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. I love that visual that gives me. I think that taking wisdom and walking in it, that it will keep you on that yellow brick road. It will keep you going the right way, the right path. We'll go to the next slide. I don't want to take too much time on this part, but the Tin Man, and he represents a heart. And I want to say, I don't know where people are in this place, but as moms, as just human beings, to have hearts of compassion, to have hearts for God, you can never go wrong. And I feel like it's just like one of the most important things in your journey in this life as you are going towards what your goals and your dreams. And even when you're at my stage of life, or Helen and Clarence, I see you sitting there, you know, life is not over. There are still things for you to do. There are still people for you to bless. And what wonderful hearts you have. And not just our hearts, but gleaning from others' hearts, what they've learned. Maybe, you know, some of you younger, sit down and talk with them and the things that God's done in their hearts. I think sometimes just with age and maturity that our hearts have been home to so many things that we can share with others. To have a sold out, passionate heart for Jesus, the one who created you, created your children, your husband, your world. I don't think there's a whole lot more important in this life than having a heart for the Lord. The lion. And he wanted courage. For some reason, when I was a kid, he bugged me. Anybody else? Like, I don't know if it was, I think I know why. I think because he couldn't talk right. He kept doing that. Ruff, ruff. I was like, just say it already. Quit, like, right? I'm so impatient. Seriously, I'm such a type A personality. Just get to the point. Quit roughing or whatever you're doing. When he sang the song, remember that? It's like, just sing it, man. Just sing it straight. Gosh, it's like some of those singers nowadays. Quit all the runs. Just sing it straight. Thank you. Amen, brother. Yep, we can talk later. Yeah, okay. So anyway, courage and boldness in association with your faith. Oh, gosh. I think one of the lies of the enemy is to entrap us as parents and moms and women in fear. Oh, gosh, like just so many things that we're fearful of and fearful for our children. It's one thing when it's just you in life, right? But when you have, what are we laughing at? Oh, I'm like, why are they laughing? What happened? It's okay. All right, it's all good. I'm like, yeah. Some of us are afraid our children will be hit by bows while doing center shot. That's okay. One of my favorite authors is Ann Boskamp. I think a lot of people know that. If you haven't read her book, maybe you'll get a chance here in the near future. But she has this quote. She says, parents wear purple hearts, the brave who are wounded and die a bit more every day and only get braver. And it is true. It is true. On this journey, we need boldness. You need boldness. If God calls you to go to a different country, if God calls your child to go to a different country, right? Sometimes it's like, I can handle this, but I don't know if I can handle this for my kid. We don't want our kids to hurt. We don't want them to suffer. We don't want them to go to Bible college and just eat tuna out of a can. I just, fear is the enemy of faith. And I pray for a bold and brave and courageous generation of women. Not just as parents, but as women of God. To rise up, no matter what life deals you, whatever hand you get, that your backbone be straight, that your faith be strong. That through loss or disappointment or dreams unfulfilled, that you walk boldly. Wisdom, a heart, and courage are three, I think, of the greatest things that we can strive for. as women, as moms. Then in the story, I mean, if you've never seen the movie, you know, I would think, where have you been? But has ever, I mean, so they're on the journey to see the wizard. You can go to the next one. And so we know the truth. See, so this is what happens. So they're on this journey and they're all trying to get to something that they think is better. And in this case, I think of like that perfect parent, quote unquote, being that perfect woman, having it all together, looking the right way, having the right measurements, putting the right food in your kids, sending them to the right schools. And honestly, it's all a lie. It is like the wizard behind the curtain where you get there and you realize this was just something that the world and the media and the enemy has tried to sell me as truth. It's just a cotton-picking man behind a curtain. What a disappointment. Right? Seriously, what a disappointment. You know, he was like this big illuminated hologram of this shiny guy, and he ends up being this man here. And what does Dorothy learn in the end is that she had it all along. The things that she was searching for, she had all along. And that is the point of this message, that some of us as women are striving for so many things, but the truth is that they are inside you. So the next slide is the secret. So we have the search and the secret. I know, by the grace of God, but oftentimes we have had people ask us, or I have had moms message me private, how did you raise four kids that are somewhat normal? Normal and whole, but not perfect. And forgive me if I've ever portrayed that. Our home is not perfect. Perfection is not equal to godliness. Perfection is not equal to righteousness. What is the secret? All you moms, what is the secret to... My kids went to public school. They're okay. Probably stronger for it. That was our personal choice. I am in no way, please don't think that I'm saying that private schools are bad. I have a kid in a private school up in the city, so it's just the way that life, the road that we chose to take and kind of what was before us. How did they turn out? What's the key? Can I tell you the great secret? Honestly, I have thought about this so many times because I've had so many people ask me. And I will stand here and say it is nothing good in me. But I do believe this. I do believe that the secret to being good at anything, woman, mom, grandma, aunt, just person, is to seek first the kingdom of God. I really do. I don't say that lightly. There was a day one time a while ago, and I was standing here, and I saw all four of my kids up at the front. It was probably back a few years ago, actually, because we haven't had all four kids at home for a while. And they were all standing up here worshiping the Lord. And I'll tell you, I could have died then and been... like, right? But Randy and I didn't take our kids as young children and say, now this is how you worship. I want you to, first of all, you have to stand at the front. And then you got to raise your hands. And I mean, never did that conversation ever go on in our home. But we sought first the kingdom of God, and I believe it just, our children caught on. I even, you know, I was standing, at the North Central graduation on Friday, and I had Libby with me, and I was raising my hands, and I noticed she started raising her hands. And I know people who are unbelievers probably think it's like some kind of brainwashing or something, but I didn't say, hey, Libby, raise your hands now, we're worshiping. She just does it out of imitation, and I believe that... As you, as a daughter of the King, seek him and live for him, all these other things will be added unto you, including the faith and the life of your children. And it won't always be perfect. And it's not meant to be. And I'm sorry for the lie that has been told to women that it has to be. I have dear, dear friends that have kids that aren't serving the Lord, and they're godly people. And I know it breaks their heart, and I have no answers for that. But I say, be courageous, be bold in your faith. Keep pressing on, keep your eyes on the prize. It's kind of like this. I was thinking, it's like when I prepare a message, I didn't go to Bible college, so I didn't learn all the technical parts. So those of you who did this message, it's probably just driving you crazy because it's not falling into, what's that called? Homiletics, that's it. See, I was going to say something else. I'm glad I didn't finish the word. You know what I'm saying? But this I'm just giving this as an example. So when I prepare for a message, I write out as the Lord gives it and then switch things around and add things and but I honestly believe the most important thing is that I just live a daily life close to the Lord so that when I do get up to speak, that he just speaks through me. It's nothing to do with me. You know, it's just the Lord. And so take that and now apply it, cut and paste it to your situation. Right? And now, if you're a mom, If you're a student, if you're a dad, if you're whoever you are in this place, live a daily, sold-out, passionate life for the Lord. That's all we need to be concerned about. I don't need to really worry about the other stuff. Is it good to give my kids nutritious food? Sure. Is it good to have them in sports? Sure. But it can't be my focus and what I plug into them. I just believe, I just stand here, and I am a daughter of the King, and I need to be concerned about my relationship with him, and then may it be an overflow into their lives. The abiding love of Christ in me overflow into their lives. The abiding grace of God overflow into their lives, that I parent with grace and mercy. That we be examples of Christ to our children, not in a fake way, because there's a difference, not because we're forcing ourselves to. I so want people to get that difference that you can't fake being passionate. Well, you can, but it won't last. And whatever you have to do to fuel that passion, do it. I'm saying this as an example, not as, hey, I'm so great, okay? But when there were things going on at the school or whatever that we didn't want our kids really participate, we've created an alternative. We were all about alternatives. That you can be a Christian and it can be fun. And I stood in line outside Plus One concerts, Lord help me, for 4 hours waiting to get in. I can tell nobody here knows who Plus One is. Okay, thank you, Audra. Okay, yeah, they were like the boy band, Christian boy band of my girl's age. And I guess they're reuniting, so hey, yay in our house, right? you know, or drive hundreds of miles to take young people to desperation. Is it because it's fun in my 40-year-old, well, then 40-year-old body being crammed up in the back of a seat of a car? No. But, you know, if we show passion, I believe they will catch it. If we show, church is an option, they will catch that. And there is no better place for our kids to be than in the center of the will of God, living their lives for him. There is nothing we can do, create, make, have in our home, give to them buy for them that will replace them living in the center of God's will and purpose for their lives. And the attack and the lies of the enemy are strong in this day and age, and we talked a little bit about that. And this is another quote from that book, Crash the Chatterbox. If you deal with insecurities or wondering if you're hearing God's voice or man's voice, I highly recommend this book. But he says, and even when you can't seem to get your act together, your identity is secure and completely intact, because in Christ, who you are matters infinitely more than anything you can do or not do. That is the truth, mothers. And even when you can't seem to get your act together, man, there's been days, right? I have people ask me, how did you do for preschoolers? I honestly don't know. I'm being honest. I think I'm not really sure, actually. The grace of God, and I wore pajamas all day and didn't put on makeup, and June Cleaver would have been deeply ashamed of me. I did not, my poor husband. Really? False advertising. But it's like all you can do some days, you know? Even when you can't seem to get your act together, your identity is secure. Your identity isn't mom. Your identity isn't all those things. My identity is daughter of the Almighty King. And my identity is secure and completely intact, because in Christ, who you are matters infinitely more than anything you do or cannot do. It's not a performance. He's not waiting for you to perform. He's not waiting for you at the end of the day to produce, perfect children. They'll talk out in church. They'll, I don't know, all these things. I could tell you stories. It's, one of my life verses, I think it's next. Yeah. Ever since I was a teenager and I got saved, this was my life verse, Lydia. So, this is my favorite verse. Philippians 3:12. Not that I have already obtained this, or I'm already perfect, Lord knows, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, sisters, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. That is our purpose. That is the secret. If you want my opinion, that is the secret. If you want little practical tips about how to potty train, great, but that is not the secret. Rules and regulations in a house are not the secret. I always say, and sorry if this offends anyone, but, the only thing when my girls were young, well, I guess even now because I have two single girls, but the only thing that's going to keep them out of a back seat of a car with a boy is their passion for Jesus. It's not going to be mama's rules, because when all that gets going, where mama goes, I don't know, nowhere. Dad, actually, probably more in that case, but it's the truth. And whatever you have to do to stir that in your home, if you have to throw out movies that are not the best, if you have to stand in the middle of your house, as I've done many times, and declare the word of the Lord over your children, do it. Change the atmosphere in your home. Be picky about who your kids hang out with. If they cry because they can't sleep over at so-and-so's house, let them cry. And make loving God fun. Take them on missions trips. Take them to City on a Hill to serve on a Saturday. There's plenty of needs around here. You don't have to go overseas. Teach them to love. Teach them to seek wisdom on their journey. Teach them to be courageous. And finally, I close with this, the solution. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is about a woman named Jochebed. Do you know who she was? It's not a test, but does anybody know who she was? Because her name actually isn't in, you have to go to the Jewish stories about her. Yes, Moses' mother. And I love her. If you turn to Exodus, there's a very brief, can you hand me a Bible? This is the part of the Bible that was chewed out of my Bible. Seriously, I went to look up Exodus 2 and the pages are chewed. And I forgot to bring my Bible up here that doesn't have chewed pages. So turn to Exodus 2. It's just super brief and you could read over it. You ever have those? You could read right over it and miss it. Now, we'll start just at verse 1 here. Now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. Kind of a brief couple scriptures that don't say a whole lot, but to me they say a whole lot. She fed and she took care of him for 3 months because that was back when Pharaoh had said that all male babies had to be killed. So she hid him. And when she felt like she couldn't hide him anymore, she sent him out in a basket. Now, if you're a mom, can you imagine that? You think sending your kid to school is hard, first day of kindergarten? And one time the Lord just kind of showed me that because I've dealt with a lot of fear, that my fears say, hold on tight. And God says, let go and trust him. And I think of this woman, and I think that, and I believe that our prayers for our children are like that basket. They weave together to make a safe place so that when we set them in it, because we can't control everything and we can't protect them forever, we can't protect them at all, really. And we place them in this basket of our prayers and we set it into the unknown. Because that's what that Nile River was. I'm sure that there were, you know, river monsters in there. I don't know. Sorry, I like that show. But I'm sure there were creatures and dangers unknown and known for that mama. And she set that little 3-month-old baby in that basket and let go. And I want to be that kind of woman. That's a woman of faith. We deal with a lot of control issues as women. We want to fix everything. God says, let go and trust me. And, you know, one of the best things you can do is pray for your kids. So the secret is to be that kind of woman, a woman of faith. So in closing, I just want to say, don't believe the lies of the one who wants to keep you in fear and frustration and competition and comparison. be set free today from that. I think there's a lot of women that don't even know who they are. And you don't have to wait till the empty nest to figure it out. Trust me, you don't want to wait till then. Figure out who God's called you to be. Figure out the gifts he's placed in you. Because if he wanted another Joyce Meyer, he would have made two of them. And I know that sounds kind of trite, but I'm just trying to make a point. If you like to write, write. You don't have to compare it to somebody else's. If you like to paint, paint. If you like to sing, sing. Do it all for him, for his glory. There's some pretty tough things in life and pretty tough things about being a mom. And nobody said that you have to be perfect. Embrace the things that go wrong and just be his. I believe that is the secret to good parenting. Just be his.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.